Research underway at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine aims to allow swine producers to increase the inclusion of pea starch in rations without increasing the incidence of gastric ulcers. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
An increased use of peas to provide protein for products such as energy drinks has resulted in an abundance of finely ground starch co-products. But when fed to pigs, extremely finely ground feed ingredients are known to cause gastric ulcers. Dr. Matt Lowen, an associate professor in veterinary medical biosciences with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says we'd like to use more of this cheap energy source in swine rations, so the goal is to identify the mechanisms responsible for these ulcers, determine safe inclusion levels, and find additives to prevent those gastric ulcers from occurring.
You know, there's probably three sort of lines of thought on why this finely ground pea starch results in more gastric ulcers. One is a physical one, in that it somehow changes the viscosity of the gastric solution that's in the stomach once the pigs eat. So somehow the viscosity of it's changed, so there's more gastric reflux, so the viscosity of the actual ingesta has changed, and that somehow results in more ulcers occurring. The second hypothesis is that it's a physiological change within the gastric mucosa, in that somehow these particles are increasing the genes that are responsible for acid secretion. So you end up getting more acid secretion, and the pH of the stomach is much lower, and a lower pH is going to be detrimental to the lining of the stomach, causing gastric ulcers that way from just a much lower pH in the stomach. The third hypothesis is that it's a microbiome change, meaning that the starch is causing some type of change in the microbiome, meaning that there's some bacteria that gets overgrown and causes some change in the gastric mucosa. You know, one thought would be that it's some type of lactobacillus or something like that that's producing lactic acid, and that lowers the pH, and that's enough to cause the gastric ulcers.
Dr. Lowen says once we know the cause, we can identify additives to prevent these ulcers. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.